GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney turns his attention, along with the other candidates, to a couple of southern states now next week. Joining us live is Bob Schieffer, CBS News chief Washington correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Alabama and Mississippi coming up next week. Bob, who is it more important to?
Well, I think it is absolutely crucial for Newt Gingrich. He has sort of now staked his whole campaign on first doing what he did on Super Tuesday, and that was win Georgia. He thought that would give him the momentum that he could possibly win Mississippi and Alabama. He is, at the top of the preference polls there, but so is Rick Santorum. So I think it's going to come down there to Santorum or Gingrich. And if Gingrich does lose this one, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for him to go on. He has been spinning it that if he can win these two, that'll then give him the momentum to go into Texas. What's interesting here is that Mitt Romney does not seem to be leading in either of those states in any of the polls that we put much that we take all that seriously. So how's it going to look for Mitt Romney if he loses these two? Again, it's this whole deal. Mitt Romney is having trouble closing the deal with conservatives in his party. He's yet to win a primary south of the Mason-Dixon line. And if he does somehow limp in to the convention with the nomination, how's he going to play across the South? And is he going to be a candidate that can actually pose a real threat to Barack Obama in the fall? Those are the questions, and this will give us one more indication of that.
Is this campaign sort of redefining what the Republican Party is today?
Well, I think nobody is quite sure what the Republican Party is today. We talk about the Republican establishment as if we were talking about the Republican Party of Mitt Romney's father. This is a much different party. This is a party that is substantially more to the right than it was in those days. And I think we're seeing this in campaign after campaign.
Right. And every time it seems that maybe the conventional candidate begins to show some progress, those more conservative Tea Party Republicans, those who support them, seem to get very active and they change the momentum.
Well, this is a very significant thing, and the Tea Party must be taken seriously. What you have here is a party that the divide is that wide between the Republican conservatives and the more moderate Republicans, as is the divide between Republicans and Democrats right now, maybe even more so. And this is a party, searching for exactly who it is, and can it come together in the fall? These are the questions that people who watch politics are still wondering about, and as yet, we don't have an answer to that question.
What do you have coming up on Sunday?
Well, we're going to have Gingrich. He was our guest last week, and we'll have him back this week because we think it's important to find out and get from him where he sees this thing right now. I mean, this is the midnight hour, I think, for Newt Gingrich now, and we'll just see where this race goes from there. Because think about this, if Gingrich goes out, decides not to go on, does that mean that the conservatives will then all coalesce around Rick Santorum? If so, that makes a different race in itself. So
it sure does.
This is a very, very interesting campaign going on right now. A lot of Republicans say it's not good for them, but it certainly provided an interesting story for the rest of us to cover. I'll tell you that.
It sure has done that. Bob, have a great weekend.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week. Bob Schieffer from CBS's Face the Nation.